Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I got my credit card statement, and there were two charges from your company on here, and I don't know what they're for.
Okay, ma'am, what is your zip code?
34222.
All right, ma'am, can I get your first and last name?
Barbara Hinchliffe.
What was the last name?
Hinchliffe, Hinchliffe.
Okay, that's. Can you verify your shipping address?
My what?
Your shipping address.
We go up north for the summer, so I'm not sure. Shipping address. Looking down here. All right, let me give you the address here, which is 152 Egret, Egret Circle, Allenton, Florida. And that's the 34222. And
Okay,
do you have that or?
I don't have that. Can you verify the phone number?
Well, I can give you my northern address.
Okay, what's that?
It's 514 South Main Street. And that would be Lanesboro, Lanesboro, Mass, 01237.
No, that's not it. That's why I asked you to verify your phone number.
Okay. I'll give you my cell. It's 941-909-5372. Or it could be my husband's.
What is your husband's first name?
William.
Okay, and what's his number?
941-909-5282.
That's what I have here, and
Okay.
I have 151 Ingrid Circle.
151.
Yeah.
No, it's 152 Egret Circle.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, but the number is correct, and you know his email?
Willie, Willie, 0828 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, this is him.
Okay, so what is it?
Okay, so he ordered a tactical bag, that was 597, which was a walk, not 597, that was 579, which was a welcoming gift to our factory direct store. And if he did not cancel within, I want to say it's 4 or 5, I think it's 5 days, he was charged the 6732 for our factory direct store, which gives him a $125 gift card to use on that factory direct store where he bought that tactical bag.
A tactical bag?
Yes, ma'am, a tactical bag.
No, I'm telling my husband, he's standing right here. From what? All right, he said he did get a tactical bag for $5 or $574 is what's
Yes,
charged on here. But
$74.
there's also a
The
charge of
67.
$67.32. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the terms and conditions when he checked out on that tactical bag. If you go down at the bottom of the checkout page for that, there's the terms and conditions to let you know that it was a welcoming gift and he only paid the shipping for that. But if you do not cancel within the due allowed time, it will enroll him into an online membership, which is monthly, and it gives him that $125 gift voucher to use on that factory direct store.
There was a, at the bottom of the invoice was a disclosure that says you have 5 to 7 days to cancel this, I guess. And if you don't, you're going to get charged $67.32 a month for a 100 and $50 gift card to their factory store. Well, you know, he didn't read any of that. Can you take the 67 off, please? And then we'll just cancel the whole thing.
I can cancel it, ma'am, but unfortunately it is a valid charge.
Was it in the fine print?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, it was in the terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. Well.
But I can get it canceled for you.
All right. You cannot?
I can.
All right. You can cancel it, but we're going to file a claim with the credit card company about the 6732.
Okay, ma'am. With that, I assure you that it was down there, and if you do it with your bank, they're going to put into an investigation, and when they call us back, I'm going to tell them the exact same thing I told you, and they're going to see that it is an actual legitimate charge, and you'll be on the hook for that 6732. What I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund on that 6732.
You can offer me what?
A 50% refund on that 6732.
They can offer us a 50% refund on the 6732. Right.
Hello.
Hello.
This is all deceptive advertising, okay? I answered I followed and filled out a questionnaire that you asked on something that I had purchased, okay? Which I did, okay? And, you know, they said, well, you're going to get one of these free prizes, okay? Which was the tactical bag, but I had to pay shipping for it. And then I said, that was fine. Okay. So this other stuff is all, you know, to me, it's very deceptive advertising. I'm filing a complaint with the credit card company, and I'll file for the whole thing because this whole thing is very, very deceptive advertising.
Well, sir, what I
it's
can
not
do
well,
is...
sir, okay. You know, you can put a whole bunch of things in print that nobody can read. Okay. You know, and it's ridiculous. Why should I didn't do that. Okay. I filled out a questionnaire, okay, about a product that I had purchased, okay, and I was assuming that because of that product, okay, and filling out a questionnaire that you get some minor reward, and I didn't expect it to be anything major. It was just an inexpensive tactical bag, and, you know, I had to pay the shipping on it, which is, okay, I understood that. Okay, but the rest of this stuff is just very, very deceptive advertising, and I am filing a complaint with the, okay. Do you have a supervisor there?
Give me 1 second, sir. Let me see what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. What I can do is I can give you a full refund. Just give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, sir, can I tell you something real quick?
Maybe. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about it is it's not deceptive advertising. It's exactly what it is. It's advertising. And so what they do is they give you the best offer they can with advertisement. That's what they do in the commercials.
I've gotten nothing other. I got this minor product, which was worth just a few dollars. It wasn't very expensive. I paid, you know, $5 or $6 for the shipping on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Which probably you made a profit on. But the rest of this stuff, okay, I've gotten absolutely nothing for, okay? And I'm being charged for it, okay?
Well, you get like I told your wife, you get a $125 voucher to use on our factory
store. Well, first
store.
Of all, you never told me that, okay? And I have no indication that I have that. The 6732 I want refunded, okay? I'll pay the $574. I agreed to that, okay? But the 6732 I want taken off, and please take me off any further mailings or anything else with this company.
Yeah, I am, sir.
And I'm still filing a complaint with the credit card company. So,
sir, I'm giving you a full refund. You don't have to file a complaint.
Okay.
For the car company, because if you do file a dispute, then they're going to call us, and I'm going to tell them the same thing that I told you, and they will take that 67.
Oh, don't start in, okay? Because they will take that deceptive 67. Advertising with stuff that's in such fine print that nobody can read it, and nobody's going to normally go into super fine print when you think you're getting a reward for something different. Okay.
I'm not looking
for something major, and I'm not looking for, you know, $100,000. Okay. I paid for for shipping for a product which was an inexpensive product. It was nothing special. And I was happy with that. Okay. But yes, give me the refund. Okay. Take me off anything dealing with the company so that I don't pay anything in the future.
All right, sir. I got you. But I beg to differ. I have people who called before their trial is up to cancel this.
Well, I didn't even know there was some trial involved. So please take me off. Okay.
Yeah. I'm doing that right now, sir.
Okay. And I want some kind of a transaction number.
I will give you a cancellation number once I'm finished.
Okay.
You have a pen and paper ready, sir?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. That cancellation number is 626.
626.
Not 626, I'm sorry. 262, I'm sorry.
262. Start 262.
Yeah, 262.
262-209-766. 262-209-766. Okay, let me get this down. My wife, she's running it, so... It was 202.
Mm-mm, 262. Uh-uh. It's C as in Charlie.
Okay, 262.
262-209.
Yep.
766.
766. And you said there was a C in there someplace?
A C in the beginning.
Also C? Okay.
Yes. And you will see that C732 going back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay, I expect to see that. Yes. What's your name, please?
My name is Renee.
Renee. Okay. Okay,
yes,
Renee.
Sir.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else?
As long as I get this back in the 3 to 5 business days, I'll be happy.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else you would need from me today?
Nope. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.